For that good song too, amen. We sang that just the other night. I want to see Him. And that is what we ought to have our desire for. 2 Timothy chapter number 4 is where I'm taking my text tonight. 2 Timothy chapter number 4. By the way, let me mention this coming Wednesday night. You be in prayer for us there. The Lord would bless and help in the meeting. We're going to try to... one thing we're going to try to do is try to raise some money. We're praying between now and then try to raise some money on the heating and air system that we need. And we're going to take some pledges or raise money, do whatever we got to do, steal hubcaps. We're going to do something and get heating and air back there. Amen. And I was kidding about stealing hubcaps, but we're going to try to raise some money. Amen. And so you help us pray about that this Wednesday. And also, Brother Gary Hall is going to be preaching for us this Wednesday. We're going to turn him loose. And amen. So you better give or he'll let you have it. Amen. I'm just kidding. Amen. Amen. All right. I don't have a long message tonight. I just got a thought on my heart. One verse that I want to dissect and give you the thought that's on my heart. And then I'll get out of the way. And I'll say this morning wore me out. And I'm going to tell you, I was wore out when I got home. And then singing, I could feel it all again. I'm wet with sweat already again just from singing in the choir. But I enjoy it. Amen. And it's worth getting wore out for Jesus, ain't it? Amen. It really is. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 1. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing and His kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry. Verse number 5 is what I want to zero in on, so we'll read that again. But watch thou, in spite of the fact that men will not endure sound doctrine, in spite of the fact that you're having to be instant in season and out of season, when all that's going on, he said, here's what you need to do. Watch thou in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Brother Hall, would you lead us in prayer, please? Yes, Lord, we do. Yes. Yes. Yes, Lord. Help us, Lord. Yes. Yes, we do. Yes. Amen. Amen. Thank you for standing. You can be seated. Thank the Lord for that prayer. This verse number 5, has four exhortations to Christians in time of apostasy. That's my title. Four exhortations for Christians in time of apostasy. Now, we wouldn't argue, I don't think, that we're living in that time. When the Lord said, perilous times shall come, we'd have to say they have come, wouldn't we? We'd have to agree to that these are dangerous days in which we live. They're bad days, dark days, days of declension, days of seeming like people falling back instead of moving forward in the things of God. And yet, Paul told Timothy that in this time, even when people are turning their backs on what they have believed or what they've said they believed, in rapid succession, one right after another, a very alarming rate. We see it happening. Paul told Timothy he foresaw it coming. Matter of fact, I think he saw some of it in his own day, because he talks about Demas hath forsaken me. Only Luke is with me. And he goes through the line talking about how all they which are in Asia be turned away from me. Paul saw the declension in his own ranks, and he said it's going to get worse. It's not going to get better. Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. That's what he said. And Paul saw it coming, and he predicted it right here in our text. But when he saw it coming, he said to Timothy, in spite of all this, that phrase right there at verse number 5, but what's thou? Doesn't matter about that, Timothy. Your job is to stay on the battlefield. Your job is to stay on the wall watching for the enemy. Your job is to continue proclaiming the truth. Your job is to continue walking with the Lord. Your job's not to allow them to set you back, but you keep on going for the glory of God. That's what Paul told Timothy his job was to do. And he mentioned four exhortations that I think would serve us well in this day. First of all, he said, be watchful. But watch thou in all things. Secondly, he said, be strong. Endure afflictions. Amen. Don't be a sissy about it. Amen. Number three, be a witness. He said, do the work of an evangelist. And number four, be faithful. Make full proof of thy ministry. Now I want to look at those one by one. As I said, I won't labor on them. Just give you the thought and move on. But he says, first of all, be watchful. Verse 5, the first phrase, but watch thou in all things. I believe that Paul's exhortation to Timothy, when he's saying, Timothy, you keep watching. I don't believe, Brother Hall, that he's saying primarily, you watch out for the church, although Paul meant for Timothy to watch out for the church. I don't think he's saying primarily, Timothy, you watch out for your own home, although Timothy needed to watch out for his home. But he said, Timothy, you watch out for yourself. Be watchful for yourself. He said over and over through 1 and 2 Timothy, he talked about taking heed to thyself. Amen. He talked about being watchful in all things, and that all things would include taking care of our own life. Being careful that we keep our own Bible reading, that we're careful to maintain our own prayer life, that we're careful to maintain our own spiritual relationship with God. Amen. Walking in the light as He's in the light, that we're fellowshipping with God day by day in our own life. I'm afraid we're living in a day when a lot of people want to tell other people how to fellowship with God, and they've not been talking to Him lately. Amen. And we're living in a day when people, if they're not careful, they'll let things slide in their own life. And then we'll complain about what's going on in Washington. We'll complain about what's going on in the other churches. Amen. But in our own life, we're not being watchful. And so Paul told Timothy, be watchful. The Bible said in Romans chapter number 14 and verse number 7, for none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth unto himself. In other words, Paul said, Timothy, you are influencing other people in your own life. Amen. Every daddy influences his children. Amen. Every mother influences her children. Every child influences their sibling. Amen. Every person influences somebody in their life. You may think you're not. You may think they're not watching you. But I'm going to tell you, you'll come to find out they're probably watching closer than you think they are. Amen. 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 They're watching you, so you ought to watch yourself. One man said it this way. He said, watch your step. Everybody else is. Amen. And that is true. We ought to watch how we walk, because we're influencing other people. But then he goes on and says, not only watch your step, he said, watch all things. I believe he's saying watch for opportunities to serve Christ and watch for opportunities to serve others. In Galatians chapter number 6 and verse number 10, he said, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Amen. You ought to look for an opportunity to be a blessing to somebody else. Amen. You ought to look for an opportunity. Watch. I'm talking about watch for an opportunity to pray for somebody, to help somebody along their way, to bear their burden. The Bible said, so fulfill the law of Christ. Amen. You ought to watch for needs, not that you can accuse them, but that you can pray for them. Amen.
Listen, there's people that we can see that are slipping and sliding, and they're not where they ought to be, and we're worried for them. Listen, don't just complain about it. Pray about it, amen. Ask God to help them. Ask God to have some mercy on them and to give them some determination to do what they know that they ought to do. He said, as we have opportunity, God's going to allow us in these days to have opportunities to help other people. Amen. I've always believed, and I still believe it's right, that every now and then God will just drop something in your lap to allow you to get an opportunity to be a blessing.
Amen.
Amen. Several years ago, I'll give you this one illustration. Several years ago, I had invited Brother Ron Williams. He was here on a Sunday morning, Sunday night recently, a couple of months ago, and I had invited him to come to Vision. And I think that it was the first time he ever came. I believe that it was. And I've had him since then there. But I had him to come, and as he was coming down 77 Mountain from West Virginia down in through Virginia, he hadn't even crossed the Virginia and North Carolina line. He was right at that line, and his motor blew in that big old LTD, I believe it was LTD station wagon that he had. The motor blew in the thing. And water everywhere, oil everywhere, off the side of the road, steam and smoke are going. And somebody had to go pick him up. He didn't have means. I mean, he's hundreds of miles from home. He's on his way to help a little church. And God put him in our lap. I'm telling you what God allowed us to do. God allowed us the opportunity to put that vehicle in a garage. And they built him a motor, put a rebuilt motor in there. Amen. He had to stay over an extra week, but that wasn't bad. That was a blessing. Amen. Amen. And then we got that motor put in, and he went on his way, and God blessed us that we were able to take care of that and not cost him one dime. Amen. Just a little church. We didn't have the means. We didn't have the money. Matter of fact, we had to make payments on it for months. But God let us do that. And I'm not telling you that to put feathers in our crown. But I'm telling you, God gave us the opportunity. I believe he let him be there that time on purpose for us to get a blessing to help somebody. Amen. A lot of times we're looking for a blessing, and we think that a blessing is us getting. But the Bible said it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. Isn't that right? And so we ought to look for a blessing maybe in giving. So he's saying be watchful. Be watchful. Watch your step, your influence in others. Watch for opportunities to serve Christ and our fellow man. And then number three, under be watchful, we should watch lest we fall into some sin or a snare of the devil. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse number 8. He says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. I'm going to tell you, the devil's not laid down. The devil's not chained up. Amen. The devil's not off his job. The devil is busy today like he's never been before. And we got to keep our eyes open or he'll trip us up. Here's what the Bible said. Let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Amen. So we better keep our eyes open and be watchful. Number four in this, under watchful, we should watch for our Lord's soon return. Amen. Matthew 24:42. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. Amen. Jesus is coming soon. I believe that, don't you? Amen. I believe he's coming. I don't know exactly when he's coming, but I know he's coming. I want to be watching, and I want to be working, and I want to be waiting. Amen. I want to be faithful when the Lord comes. Now, I'm talking about watching for ourselves. At the same time, God's given us opportunity to help somebody or put us in an opportunity of leadership. If you're a man and you've got a home, you've got a family, then you're an opportunity of leadership. You're leading a wife. You may be leading children. Amen. You're leading people. You may be leading grandchildren. And so we ought to be careful that we watch for ourselves and watch for our family and protect our homes. Amen. And then in leadership in the church, you're leading Sunday school. You're leading a group of people. You're leading a congregation. Whatever it is, he said, you ought to be watchful in all things. Verse number 5. Now, my second point, not only be watchful, but he said, but watch down all things, endure afflictions. I said right there, just be strong. Enduring afflictions means that you take the heat. Amen. It means you take pain when you have to. That's afflictions. You accept pain when it comes along. Amen. I heard Brother Hall telling the other day about down there at VA, and they said, we're going to test your pain tolerance. And stick that spoon-looking thing in his eye and roll it around and tested his pound the limits, amen, of his pain tolerance. I'm telling you, in this life as a Christian, the devil is going to test your pain tolerance. God may allow him to test your pain tolerance. He may allow troubles to come to see how you'll respond. Not that God needs to see, but you and I need to see. And so that others around will be able to see how we respond when troubles and trials and temptations come our way. Amen. So he said, be strong. Now, Paul had previously warned Timothy about the need to be strong in 2 Timothy chapter 2. If you want to look back just a couple of chapters, chapter 2 and verse number 1, Paul said, Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Verse number 3. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And you know and I know that soldiers are not made by being allowed to lay up in bunks till noon. Soldiers are made by rolling out when the reveille calls you. They're made to roll out at attention, get to work, get busy, and push beyond your endurance. That's how soldiers are made. Soldiers are made by affliction. Amen. That's how soldiers are made. And so God said you ought to be a good soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ. If we're going to live for God, we're going to be on the battlefield. If we're going to live for God, we're going to be shot at. If we're going to live for God, we're going to face some ridicule in this warfare. Amen. We're going to be a gazing stock to the world. That's what the Bible said. Amen. We're going to be the butt of every joke. Amen. They're going to laugh at us. They may not laugh at our face, and they may laugh at our face, or they may just hide behind their hand or get somewhere in the break room with another crowd and go to talking about us and calling us Holy Joe and mocking us about our religion. Amen. Say, look at Granny going there, or however that the world is. They'll mock and make us the butt of every joke because they hate our religion and they hate our God and our faithfulness to our God. Amen. We're going to have to endure that hardness. You're going to have to be willing to be a gazing stock. Amen. You're going to have to be willing to stand up and be strong for what you are. The world hates us. It's going to mock us. It's going to ridicule us unmercifully. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 32 and 33, here's what the Bible said. But call to remembrance the former days in which after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions, partly whilst ye were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst ye became companions to them that were so used. So Paul said to the people, I believe it's Paul, whoever wrote the book of Hebrews, said to those Hebrews, when you first got saved, you remember how people laughed at you? You remember how people said, oh, it won't last? How people said, well, they've got religion, and they've turned over a new leaf. I've tried that. Others have tried it, and it won't work. And they laughed and poked and made fun and said, just wait, they'll be cursing. Just wait, they'll be drinking. Just wait, they'll be back where they were before. And they laughed and mocked and made fun. He said, you remember that? Well, he said, it's probably not going to get better. It's probably going to get worse because the devil is going to turn up the heat, and God's going to allow us to go into the furnace that when we come forth, we may come forth as pure gold. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 12. Here's one most everybody knows. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Amen. Now, we're in the day we think we're being persecuted when somebody shuts the door in our face and says, I don't want to hear the gospel. That's not being persecuted. Amen. We think we're being persecuted when somebody won't shake our hand and maybe they just overlook you. Amen. We think we're being persecuted. A lot of times we've got our feelings. I mean, they're really, our emotions are really out there. You know, feeling that they're just waiting for somebody to step on them or somebody to hurt us. Amen. We think we're being persecuted. Listen, I'm saying we don't know what persecution's like some people do on foreign souls. Amen. Like some people do that are hiding tonight just to be able to read a page of the Bible, just to be able to talk to their family about God. They've got to hide and keep it a secret. And they know that the enemy, the government, is seeking them to kill them if they can find them. Amen. But I'm telling you, I don't know how long we're going to have these liberties that we have in America today. It's getting worse and worse, and we're giving them away quicker and quicker. Amen. First John chapter 3, verse 13, John said, "Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you." Amen. What are we supposed to do when they hate us? Let's read it. Verse number 5. "But watch thou in all things, and cry about it when trouble comes." Wait a minute, that's not the King James Bible. King James Bible says, "Endure afflictions." Amen. Now, I'm like the rest of you. Most men, I guess, are just, when we get hurt, we may be a baby. I don't mean to put that on all of you, because I don't know all of you, but I know me. Amen. We talk about being strong and being tough, and something can hurt us, and all of a sudden, we won't hurt her, rub our head. Amen. Amen. Wait on it. Matter of fact, we want her to wait on us hand and glove, even when we ain't hurting. Say amen now. Ain't nobody going to say amen about it? I'll say amen. I want her to wait on me hand and glove, even when I ain't hurting. Amen. But here's what Paul said. Paul said, when troubles come, don't soul up in the corner. Don't lay your head down and cry. He said, stand up straight. Take it like a man. Be strong. That's what he's saying. Amen. Some of you have heard me say this. I'll tell this story and I'll move on. It's funny, but it's. I saw it actually happen. Several years ago, Brother Frankie Bryant and his whole family, the whole clan of them, were at Sunlight Baptist Church in the camp meeting there in Kernersville. And we were at the motel, and I don't remember, maybe it was a Saturday morning, I'm thinking, that they were getting ready to pull out and go back to Mississippi. Whatever day it was there, and they was getting ready to pull out that day. And so a bunch of us out in the parking lot just talking to them. And Brother Frankie had them all loading up the van, and Brother Frankie's oldest daughter, one of her boys, was out there and was climbing a light pole. Now, if you know Brother Frankie, that ain't surprising. Them kids was out there literally climbing a light pole. Those lights were on a cement column. The pole, actually, it was a paved parking lot, had a cement column about this high, about this big around. And then the pole went up, a metal pole. That kid wasn't this tall. Probably 2 or 3 years old, wasn't he, Melissa? Probably 2 or 3 years old. He got up on that cement. I don't know how he got on the cement to start with. And then he shimmied about halfway up that light pole. And Brother Frankie said, "All right, load her up. Time to pull out. If you're going with me, let's get in the van. Let's go." And so here it's time to go. And his mama, what's the mama's name? Stephanie said, "Get down, boy." And that boy slid down that pole like a fireman. And when he hit that cement, he fell over face forward from this high onto the pavement. Wham! Right on his face. No hands down to protect him, but right on his face. Blood everywhere. She grabbed him up by the nape of his neck and said, "Suck it up, boy, be a man." And the boy never cried. I'd have been crying. I believe I would have been crying. But she snapped him up and said, "Suck it up, boy, be a man." And I guess he'd been trained. When mama said, "Be a man, you be a man." The consequences might have been worse on the other end. Amen. If he hadn't have done it, I don't know what would have been. But I'm simply saying this. It's not that there's no compassion there. By the way, men and women are different. Most women run to those kids. Oh, honey, let me put a Band-Aid on it. Let me kiss it. Let's call 911. Amen. And the man said, "He's all right. He ain't hurt. We can't afford a doctor bill." Amen. That's right. That's usually the case. Here's what the Lord said in this thing. When troubles come, He said, "Be a man. Be a man. Be a Christian man and take the hardness. Even when the enemy attacks, even when the attack is on you personally or on your family or to those near you," He said, "be strong." How can you be strong? In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, you can be strong. You can build yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. That's what Jude said. Amen. And so we can be strong. Amen. Be a good soldier. Number 2 in chapter 4, verse 5. "But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions." Here's my third one. Do the work of an evangelist. I call that being a witness. Some people think the work of an evangelist means to sleep till 2 o'clock. Travel the country. Yeah, they think that's what doing the work of an evangelist is. This thing about doing the work, Paul's not telling Timothy to leave your church and go into evangelism. That's not what he said. He said, Timothy, while you're being a man about things, while you're watching for yourself, try to win somebody else to the Lord. Be a witness for the Lord in your life. Don't get so introverted. Don't get so inward looking that you forget that there's sinners all around that are dying in their sin and going to hell. Amen. I'm afraid as independent Baptists, especially in these last days, if we're not careful, we get such an inward look, such a pull in, hide ourselves and seclude ourselves, go underground, so to speak, that we forget that sinners need the gospel. Amen. God has given us a ministry here at the church through the radio stations, and that ministry is an outreach ministry. Amen. I'm going to tell you, let's don't get lazy and expect the radio to do all our outreaching. Amen. Again, I'm not talking about 1, 2, 3, repeat after me. I'm not talking about Hollywood evangelism, easy believism. But I'm talking about being a witness, praying for others, loving others, telling others, showing others the gospel. Amen. Amen. Paul said, be a witness. God did not leave us here in the world just so the world would have somebody to kick around. God did not leave us here in the world just so the world would have somebody to mock and persecute. But He left us here to be a witness. Isn't that right? Acts chapter number 1 and verse number 8. Here's what He said. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the world. You know what we need to be doing? We need to be showing and telling others what the grace of God can do. Sometimes in your trouble, God allows you to go through trouble that you can be a witness to somebody. You might get to witness to a nurse. By the way, a whole lot of nurses are lesbians. These perverts like to find their way in the healthcare industry. Amen. Especially in these nursing homes and these different homes like that, they like to find their way in there. I'm telling you what, God help us. If we find ourselves in a place like that, let's be a witness to those that are in that place. Amen. This world needs to see the light shining in this dark world. Amen. Amen. They need to recognize somebody is shining a light. It's not time to hide our candle under a bushel. It's time to let it shine till Jesus comes. Amen. Amen. And my last thing in this verse, verse 5, He said, make full proof of thy ministry. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. I believe what Paul's saying is, make full proof. I believe he's saying, finish it out right. You started it out, you had a good beginning. You've gone along, you've had a pretty good run. But he said, don't fail this close to the finish line. Amen. Can I give you just what I believe some sound advice? Every one of us, if we're not careful, we'll get weary in well-doing. Amen. If we're not careful, we'll feel like, because the pressure's on us, because the world's against us, because the flesh is against us, because the devil's against us, we'll get weary in well-doing. For example, and I see how it could happen right here. Well, they're always saying, we need money for the radio. Now we need money for a heating and air system. Amen. They're always needing money. We're having another meeting. We're always in meeting. Seems like things are always... Listen, don't get weary in well-doing. Stay in there, hang in there, and finish right. Amen. I've said this before, I'll say it again. Nobody cares who's on pole position in the race. They're interested in who's out front when the race ends, when the checkered flag goes down, who's in the front. Amen. Hey, I'm glad for planes when they take off. I like a smooth takeoff, but I don't care if it's rough on a takeoff so long as it's smooth in the end. Amen. I want to land right, don't you? Amen. Hey, a whole lot of people started out for God. Man, they started out on fire. It looked like there's a blaze of fire. It's going to run the thing in a 10-second, 100-yard dash. Amen. I mean, it's just going to lap the field, and it's going like crazy. But somewhere along the line, they fell out. Somewhere along the line, they tripped up. Somewhere along the line, they messed up and wrecked along the way. Amen. Paul said, be faithful, Timothy. Make full proof of thy ministry. finish the race God has given us to run. We must not stop and we must not step aside. We must press forward until the trumpet sounds. Amen. And God calls us home. I believe that's right. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 2. Paul said, "Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful." Amen. And God said, that's a requirement that you're faithful. Revelation chapter 2 verse 10 said, "Fear none of these things that thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison that you may be tried. And ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Here's my phrase. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Be thou faithful unto death, and I'll give thee a crown of life." 2 Timothy chapter 4. If we're here, I'm looking at verse 5. Let's look down at verse 6. Paul has just told Timothy, "Make full proof of thy ministry." Here's his next phrase. "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." Paul was saying to Timothy, "Timothy, I know times are hard. I know times are not getting better." But he said, "Timothy, stay in the battle. Stay in the saddle and keep on working for Jesus." Amen. These are days of apostasy. These are days when people are turning their back on things they once believed and practiced. Paul warns us not to turn back. Paul exhorts us, press forward for God. Hebrews chapter 10, turn there and I'll close with this. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse number 38 and 39. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38 and 39. "Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul." Paul was encouraging those people at the Hebrew people that were scattered abroad. Paul was encouraging them. Some people may turn aside and God's not pleased with them. But he said, "We're not of that crowd that turn aside. We're not of that crowd that turn back. But we believe to the saving of the soul." I'm just simply saying, stay true to the end. Stay true to God. Trust Him and believe Him. And don't let the world set you back or stop you. Amen. If you've had a setback, you know what to do? Get up, brush off, and go back at it. I heard a man say this one time. The Bible talks about quit ye like men. That's what the Bible says. Quit ye like men. The fellow said the best way to describe that is a boxing match. He said they ring the bell, them fellas quit for just a second. They quit just long enough to get the sweat wiped out of their eyes, spit the blood out of their mouth, and get back up and go at it again. That's how you quit like a man. There may be times you get set back, but when you do get set back, brush yourself off, pick yourself up, ask God to help you, and go forward for the glory of God. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. We'll get them to come with a song. I exhort you today in times of apostasy to stay true to the Lord. Stay true to the things of God. Let God help you. If the Lord spoke to you tonight, you need to come around the altar. As they come with a song, if you need to come and pray, we'll give you the opportunity to pray and call on the Lord. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to tell you how much I love you. I want to thank you, Lord, for putting me in the ministry. You said, counting me faithful. Put me in the ministry. Oh, Lord, help me to stay true to the call. Help me, Lord, to stay true to your trust and to stand in the dark and hard times. Lord, help me not forget that there's those around us that need the gospel. There's those that around us that need somebody to stand true, to stay faithful, to be there. That there'll be somebody there to help them when they come back. They can get the help they need. I pray, Lord, help us now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. What are we singing, brother? Page 500. Let me tell you this story right before we sing. I listened to a sermon this week. I shared a little bit of it with Brother Steve. I forgot about it, to be honest, but it was on a thought about being faithful. It didn't cause me to think of this. I just now thought of it, remembered it.
This man was telling a story about being faithful. He said that there was a young man that he led to the Lord when he was 16 years old. He said that young man got in church, served God for a few years. Later, he got married. If I remember the story right, he got married, had some problems, got discouraged, got out of the will of God, got out of church. Wrecked his life. He said when the man was nearly 50 years old, on a Wednesday night, this is just recent, on a Wednesday night, that man staggered back into the church house. After being gone all those years, staggered back in church. And he said to the preacher recognized him right on. And he recognized the preacher. And he said, "Preacher, I knew that if I could get here, you'd still be here. Can you believe you'd still be here after all these troubles?" He knew there'd be somebody faithful. Can they count on me and you to be there when they get right? Listen, others may fall out. Don't you fall out. You stay true to God so that you can be there for them when they come back, if they will. Amen. Let's sing. While we sing, if you need to do business with the Lord, would you come?